Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to The Bad Broadcast. I'm your host, Maddie Murphy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a new episode of The Bad Broadcast. I am joined today by icon, builder, bow enthusiast, Kylie Kadich.
I'm blushing.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for being here.
First of all, I tricked you into letting me come over to your house. You're like, no, 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 you're fine. I'll come over. And I'm like, no, I will come over because obviously, I mean, you're known for many things, but the home that you are creating is like, I mean, it's a TikTok phenomenon.
You're the best.
It really is.
Maddie came over and was going through every room.
I was like, don't mind me. I'll just walk upstairs and through everyone's everything.
No, but you're the greatest hype woman. The greatest hype. Like, I've never had my egos through the roof right now. Well, just having you walk through this.
Well, we're going to talk about you a lot, but I want to start off because not only do your videos get sent in our group chat and we all just drool over them.
Oh, that's so
This is a real conversation that happened in our group chat last night. I told Kylie, I said, I need to tell you something, but I'm going to wait to say it on air. And I literally said,
I'm already sweating.
Oh my gosh.
I'm blushing.
So I get a text. This is 7:48 PM from Lucy.
Okay.
One Lucy Bergstrom Hutchins.
Yes.
As we know and love.
The icon.
Is there a better mom than Kylie Kadich? Like, I do not understand how she does it. Next text. She's so special. From Chloe. Ben Ash comes in with the truth of it all. She's one of those people you follow on social media and you assume something about her is an act because she's too good, but then you meet it and it's all real. Ben, Chloe, her and Alex are amazing. And, you know, we're all saying exactly, duh, obviously. And then Ash, also the fact that she's hot, I hate it. I'll be hyperfixating on this now.
Oh,
and I said, I'm literally interviewing her tomorrow and I'm going to read this to her.
The fact that you guys are people that I look up to beyond words.
No, we're like, obsessed.
No, that makes me sweaty, hot, and like, I don't have words to even express right
now. I'm sorry to put you on the spot like that.
Like, what do I say? I want more.
I wanted to start with that because that is I've just fallen in love with you, your content, everything. And then meeting you in real life, you are such a peach.
Thank you. Just
everything about it. So being in your home, it's so cozy, so warm. And I want to talk about your progression of your career. Where you are now is a totally new space from where you started. Do you feel like that? Do you feel like it's evolved?
Yeah, I feel like if you would have told me like a few years ago, the stuff I'd be doing now, I would have laughed.
Because you're very, like, how do you describe your content now? I mean, it's a lot of home stuff. It's obviously photography. It's SD. Yeah. It's all of that. What was like your first step in like the influencer or content creator? I don't know. It's weird. Don't you feel like content creation like was born like in the last year?
Yeah.
Never knew anybody who said content creation.
No. And it almost feels just as weird as influencer to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like when people are like, content creator, I'm like, no. What does that mean?
When people are like this one creator, I'm like, I know. We can say person on the internet.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. That's what honestly I identify as that. I do not identify as any of the others. They all kind of give me the same like, yeah, it's all so weird. It's because the internet is kind of weird. But I feel like it's all in this umbrella of like DIY.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like this evolution has been like somewhat natural, or at least it feels that way for me.
Yeah.
Because when I started photography, which is what my like Instagram and everything started with,
which it was very like DIY.
It was 2018, 2019 when I started posting.
Yeah.
And so I don't even know how old I was. I feel like I'm 25 right now, but I'm not. I'm 29.
How many years ago was 2018?
Oh my God. Like five,
maybe five or six.
She was young. She was young.
She was young. She was sliving.
She was a young, sliving, hot girl.
Was she single at the time?
She was not. She was married.
You were married. You got married young.
Yeah, I got married young.
Oh, how Mormon of you.
I know. Mm. I know. It was following. I think I've always wanted to be Mormon because I love the idea of like young families, young. We can get into that later. But yeah, very, very Mormon of me.
Yeah.
And very Mormon of me to want to be like a vlogger, you know?
Totally.
Very Mormon of me.
That's so funny because I literally, well, yeah, I just interviewed Haley Rawl on.
Yes,
and I mean, her episode will come out just right before this. And she was like, because I was telling her, like, I live to explain Mormonism. Like, I love talking Mormonism. And she was like, you have to have Kylie on. I was like, well, I'm interviewing her next week.
I'm obsessed. Because
you grew up here.
I'm obsessed.
But you grew up like casually Catholic.
Yes. Casually wearing a rosary.
Yes.
Yeah. So random. So and now random. I'm fascinated by it, especially becoming close with Haley.
Yeah.
Like I love picking her brain about stuff. And then of course my husband and other friends.
Yeah.
But it's fascinating to me. And so I love it. But yeah, I was like,
you dove in
a cosplay Mormon. Like I was wearing the hat, the brim hat.
Oh yeah.
I was wanting to be a
you were in
photography.
You were in Fields of Wildflowers.
Yes. I was in Fields of Wildflowers. Mm-hmm. I was throwing the wildflowers.
Yes.
I was doing all the things but it was all very DIY. Like I taught myself photography. I never took, or like, I just was like, I'm just going to figure this out because it seems like something fun.
Totally.
Where what I'm doing now is kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Like I started redoing Estee's nursery and I was like, wait, I kind of want to just figure this out because it just seems fun. Like this looks fun. And now that's what I'm doing because it just seems so fun.
Well, it just seems fun. And it's like the creative freedom to just kind of do whatever you want. I do love that about content creation and TikTok and whatever. I feel that way about the podcast where I'm like, I can kind of just like talk about whatever I want, whatever feels fun in the moment.
Yes.
Do you feel like you've hit your stride with the DIY, like with this current phase that you're in?
I feel like era? I've really just found myself.
Really?
Yeah.
In your girl construction era.
Yeah. Like it's more than just what I'm doing. Like I really feel the most, it's funny. I was just thinking about this today. I was like cleaning up the counters. And just randomly had this thought where I was like, one of my favorite things about motherhood is it actually made me find myself.
Which really?
I feel like saying that can feel a little weird because I don't want it to be like I relied on Estee to find myself.
No, but.
But something about that journey made me feel so much more me than I'd ever felt before.
Well,
and I think it reflects in everything I'm doing. Like my relationship with Alex is so much better than it was a few years ago.
Yeah.
My relationship with myself, my self-confidence, like everything is just so much better. And I think I really, really found myself in doing what I'm doing now. And I'm truly, truly having so much fun with it.
Yeah.
And I think that reads for people.
Yeah.
It's just,
I mean, obviously you hear in our group message, it feels so natural for you. It doesn't feel forced. And like not one part of anything that you put out there feels like it's staged or it's not, you know, completely genuine. So it does read for people. And also I think it's a testament to women stepping in. Cause yeah, like I said, the majority, or I shouldn't say the majority, but a big part of what you're doing right now is like, it's kind of like a masculine space, like renovating and painting and going to Home Depot and going to Ace Hardware, like all of these things that like, for me, like I've said before, like Home Depot is like not a safe place for me.
Oh no,
like,
it's
like a scary masculine place.
Yes. Yes, you will be hit on.
Yes, you'll be hit on and you'll probably be made to feel like stupid.
Absolutely, you will, yeah.
So you like finding this place and opening it up to women and moms is like so fun to me. It's so fun to watch. And like, I'm like, even Lucy, like she painted her playroom the other day and she was like, Kylie, like,
I was so excited about that. And she was like, did such a good job.
She was like, me and Kylie were just like talking about paint colors. And I was like, I love this silly little life, and we just paint our silly little houses.
We just go and get little paint
and run our little businesses and raise our little babies. Like for some reason, like literally giddy thinking about you guys talking about paint colors. Cause I was like,
different shades of white, mind you.
Yes.
Like we were like, ooh, this one has the perfect warmth. It's just creamy enough. Like it's just so fun.
But you've just opened this up. And I think it's important, especially for mothers. I mean, by the time this comes out, she will exit. But at this moment,
like you mean she feels. You're going to be with her.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Oh, isn't that crazy?
Oh, your life.
But with mothers, I just feel like the more they know is out there and accessible to them and possible, like then they're able to find themselves. Cause you don't have to just be one type of mom or one type of the, you know, whatever. So being like, well, this is what I'm going to try. And it's just like what you're saying. Like, well, I'm just going to try this and you found yourself doing it. Or I'm just going to try this and maybe one mom does this or whatever. So I just think it's a really beautiful journey that you have taken us on. And like I said, I tricked you into letting me come see everything because I drool over it.
I tricked you a little bit because when you said you were willing to come here, I was like, oh, that's so nice. Okay. Yeah. Bring the whole pod to me.
I am so happy. This episode of The Bad Broadcast is sponsored by Dipsy. All right. Are you ever out in the world just going about your life when an impulsive thought pops up into your head? Not just any impulsive thought, but like a sexy impulsive thought. Like, what if we just snuck off somewhere and did it, you know, in public where somebody might catch us, or in a library where we have to be quiet, or outdoors? I don't know, whatever you're into. With Dipsy, you can put your headphones on and you can do it anywhere. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories designed by women for women. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters so you can discover stories about second chance romances, adventurous vacation flings, or hot and heavy hookups. There's also a growing library of fan.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Fantasy series with vampires, Greek gods, and yes, fairy smut to explore the bounds of your pleasure. New content is released every week. So in between listening to your favorite stories again and again and again, you can always find something new to explore. Also, they don't just do sexy stories. They've got sleep stories, wellness sessions, but they've also got sexy written stories if you want to read those. So let Dipsy be your go-to place to spice up your me time, explore your fantasies, relax and unwind, or even heat things up with a partner. For listeners of The Bad Broadcast, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/bad. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/bad. That's dipsystories.com/bad.
Are you single and struggling with dating, or in a long-term relationship and want to take that next step? Or maybe you've been together with your partner forever and you want to spice things up. We Met at Acme is a dating podcast for you, and I really hope you come check it out. I'm Lindsay Metzeler, and we have so much to talk about together. So check out We Met at Acme wherever you listen to podcasts, and I can't wait to meet you.
So you start off as a photographer, you kind of step into the influencer space. When did you, so what year did you and Alex get married?
Gosh, 2018.
Okay. Because this is the other part of your content that is really serving the world. Teaching Instagram husbands how to take the pictures.
They need help. I am constantly disturbed at the lack of effort from the husbands.
I know.
And I think it's because I've been given a husband that's like willing to put in some effort.
Put in some hours.
That when I like have friends that are like, oh yeah, my husband won't even like, I'll ask him to snap a photo and he grunts. I'm like,
no.
He's grunting over
no,
it?
No.
Absolutely not.
Mm-mm.
So I feel like I have to be a voice for the ones that are afraid to ask their husband to grunt. Like, I don't want them to feel like they can't ask their husband to take a picture.
No, you're taking on a lot for the women.
Like, we got
you're
we got
educating us on construction. You're taking on the grunting husbands.
Yeah, we got to get fixed them.
Like, you are blazing trails here.
That's so nice.
I'm so serious.
So nice. How does Gray do with taking photos of you?
I feel like I'm like reminiscing on like if I've ever asked him. I feel like
that's the other thing is I'm also, you know, I'm someone that's like,
yeah, taking tons of pictures
all day and I'm not sick of it. And I know some people are like, please don't.
No, I feel like we take a lot of pictures together. He's a big selfie guy. Always wants a selfie, which is great. But I'm like, why haven't I been asking him to take more pictures of me? Because I don't think I've also been pregnant for about 80% of our relationship. So you know how you're not usually in the mood to be like, hey, why don't you take a picture of me doing this?
Oh my gosh. Especially like this phase of pregnancy. I was so anxious to get it over with.
I have like one angle that's good.
I feel you. You have every angle that's good, but I get it.
But I have told him, I'm like, once she's here, I want pictures of everything. I want like, I've prepped him for that.
Amazing.
And the attitude is good.
Amazing. That's really the only barrier I'm learning, because once they're willing to do it, it's great.
Yeah. No, there was no grunting. I think he understands. Like when I see those TikToks of women that are like, I have no pictures with my newborn. I'm like, makes me sick. Makes me ill.
So sad. And you know what? Looking back at your mom's photos.
Yeah.
Do you have many with your mom?
My dad was a video camera dad. Like he always we have tons of home videos.
So special.
And we have a lot of pictures of us kids, but yeah, I don't know if we have, I might have more than average because my dad is like a creative dad and was always kind of snapping. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Which I love, but are you about to say that most people don't have pictures with their mom?
Yeah. I was going to say, I used to make little like montages for my mom for like Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Like, cause I loved going through old home videos. My dad would do home videos and I would always have some home videos with my mom, but I don't have any pictures with my mom when I was little.
Really?
No, not really. And I feel like it's because my mom didn't want to be in pictures, but also my dad didn't really think to take any.
Yeah.
And so not only is that sad for my mom to not be able to look back at those pictures from, mm-hmm. but as a child, I want those pictures too. So I feel like for dads, it's so important to not only understand that like, you're not only doing that for your partner.
Yeah.
But you are doing that for your baby because your baby wants those moments too.
Well, that's literally why I ended up doing maternity photos. Aww. We were talking about this today because I was like, I went back and forth because I was like, I feel good. I've been really stupid lucky with my pregnancy, but I'm like, is it a waste of time? I don't really know if I want to do them. I'm like, whatever. And then I was like, I'll just do them. And now I'm like, this is like for her. Like I want her to look back and be like, oh, my mom felt beautiful or whatever when she was pregnant.
Yep.
And like, I don't know. I was like, in my mind, I was like, I don't even really care about these, but I want her to have this like album or whatever of her or of us when I was pregnant, you know?
You are the best mom, Maddie.
No, don't try and turn this around. Don't try. Don't even try.
Think it like that. You were born for this.
You were
just made to be a mom.
Well, I
wouldn't even think like that when I was pregnant.
Well,
you're so good.
Me and Gray were talking about it when I told you that I was pregnant because we were at Lucy's birthday party and I hadn't told anyone. I had just barely told Lucy. Like, I think that there were people, like, I think I had told Lucy and Ash and that was like it. Like, nobody knew there. And then I was like, and correct me if I'm wrong. Wait, where had we met before? I don't know if we had met in real life.
You came to pick up those tables for me. Those side tables.
Yes. Which are in my nursery now.
Love.
Yeah.
They're the best.
But we hadn't like hung out.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I just know that Kylie's going to be so excited for me. So I was like, also, I'm pregnant. I'm like
it was
5
like the
minutes
best
pregnant.
News ever.
And Gray still to this day was like, she was more excited for you than like any other person. I was like, no, I know. It was so fun to tell you. But yeah, pictures with my mom. And yeah, I always wish I had more pictures with my mom. And I just am thinking about what you said about how like your mom didn't want to be in pictures. And I'm like, I just don't. I mean, I think my mom would probably say the same thing. Like in all of our home movies, she's always like, "Dale, put that down, you know, whatever.
Get that out of my face." Same, my mom in every frame. It makes me so sad.
And are they
sad.
Not like the most gorgeous women you've ever seen in your entire life?
I would die to look like my mother.
I would
lay down and die to look like my mother. And these moments of her, she is just the most stunning person. And she's like, "Get that out of my face. I'm hideous right now." And I'm like, I look back at that with so much sadness
yeah.
to know that she felt that way. And I don't want to like blame her. Like,
no, those, no, that's not truly at all. How she felt. No.
But it just makes me so sad that even if I'm feeling that way, I'd never want to like say that to Esty because it makes me sad.
Yeah.
I don't want her to feel sad.
Yeah.
But yeah, no,
my mom like running around Christmas morning, like looking gorgeous. My mom looked like Princess Diana. Oh, I have my Diana shirt. This is literally what my mom looked like. There like my whole childhood. Every home movie, I'm like, she's stunning, stunning. So I'm like, I know, I mean, and daughters just feel that way about their moms. So I'm like, I'm going to do everything I can to be in all the pictures, be in the swimsuit, be in the whatever. You know, I've seen that thing going around where it's like literally no daughter has ever thought about what their mom looks like in a bikini.
Oh, not for a second.
They just care that you got in the water.
No, not for a second.
So I'm like, okay, fine. I will commit now to getting in the water. I'll do it. Yep. I'll do it. Fine. No, but that is, no, it's just, it's fun to be around so many moms. I feel really lucky because basically every girl around me right now has had a daughter in like the last 2 years. And we talked about this at the Halloween party and people don't believe me, but I really would have been fine if she was a boy. Okay. I would have been fine if I got the gender reveal and it was a boy. But when I found out it was a girl, I was like, I have like dozens of mothers of daughters around me that I'm so thrilled about. Mm,
girls are, I mean, I can't speak to the other, but girls are magic.
I know.
Oh, like being with a little girl.
No. And does Esty and like, I don't even know if I've met Esty in real life.
No, and I'm dying for her to come back to meet you because she's going to love you.
She's a magical baby.
Oh, she's, yeah. I mean, I'm so biased.
No, but she's something special. She really is.
She really, like, she's so sweet.
Like in the bear suit. Like I bought mine a bear suit and I literally thought.
You'll have hand-me-downs from Esty forever. Okay, perfect. So yeah.
I literally prayed. I said, please, please, please. Let me love this as much as on my own child as I do on Esty.
You're gonna die. You are gonna die.
Girls so are magic. No, she girls really are really is.
So last night we put on I got like a matching dress set.
Yeah.
And I was like, Esty, do you want to put on our matching dresses?
Was it the green plaid one?
Freaked. Yes.
Yeah.
Freaked out. This morning I wake her up and she goes, Princess, Princess. And I said, oh, baby, do you want to wear the matching princess dresses again? Again, starts anxiously telling me again, spin again, wants to be princesses all day. That's like all she wants to do. And she does spa days with me. She'll go spa day, rubbing lotion on my face like this. So sweet.
Mm-mm.
Do you think a boy would ever?
Mm-mm.
Oh, they're so magic. Mm-mm. She literally goes, mommy, spa day, rubbing me, giving me tickles. Just wants to love on me 24/7. Mm-hmm. Just so like, it's just so healing and magic being with my sweet little girl. And of course, I'm sure there's going to be someone listening and be like, well, my son does. That is great. I just love girls. Oh, no, like it's so magic.
And you want to know what else has really changed for me in the last, like, especially since being pregnant and really diving into like pregnancy and birth and, you know, femininity and womanhood and all of these things. I just really fought that part of me for a long time. And I don't even necessarily know why. I think it was like leaving Mormonism. I wanted to like fight kind of something like the tradition of like, you know, young mom, whatever. And I just have found so much value in it. And I think that there's so much value. Like I've gone back and forth about even talking about this because I also think that people can have wonderfully fulfilling lives without kids. I don't think like when people decide not to have kids, not one part of me is like, ooh, your life is going to be unhappy because you don't have kids. Like I'm like, for sure, choose whatever you want. But since this is my path, I'm like, I'm going to dive in and like figure out why I fought this for so long. But just like, I don't know. I just don't think I don't even know why I did it. But now that I'm here, I'm like, this was like where I was supposed to be. This was like what my life, like this was what my life was like. It just clicked. It was like a puzzle piece that just fit into place.
It's so like being an outsider in your life. It's so obvious. And I love that you're feeling that way because like you were born to be a mom. But you have this nurturing, like the way you just walked in here and made me feel like the most special person on the entire planet.
Oh my gosh, we're just like going to cry this whole episode.
I know, but it's so true, Maddie. Like you have
That's so nice.
You're so fun and energetic and like kids gravitate to that. But then on top of that, you're also really, really good at making other people feel special.
That's
which could
so
you ask for anything
kind.
More in a parent?
Oh my gosh, like that's you were beyond. Just,
of course. And it is tricky talking about this because I always think about people that this isn't their path. And that is so amazing and valid.
Of course.
Like I never want Esty to feel like because I loved my motherhood experience that I'm going to pressure her to have a motherhood experience.
Yeah.
Like that is so, well, it is not for everyone.
It's not for everybody. And even sometimes people who have kids, like maybe it is not as natural as we're making it sound or whatever. Maybe another part of their life fulfills them in a different way. It's just different for women. And I feel like, I think that's what it is that I finally realized how multifaceted women are. You know what I mean? That like, I thought that I had to be kind of one way. Like I was like, I started this podcast. I started my career. I have to move to a big city and I have to only have one kid when I'm 38 and, you know, no husband and all this stuff. Like, and then realizing how multidimensional women can be and that they can have careers and they can have kids and husbands and partners and girlfriends and boyfriends and all of these things and be complete in a million different ways.
Yeah.
Not just one was really freeing because I think, I don't know. I just think that a lot of us fight, I don't know, maybe I'm just like, I could just be speaking for myself, but just fighting the tradition of motherhood or staying at home and things like that. And like, I mean, I know stay at home moms now who feel entirely empowered by being at home and moms who feel entirely empowered being outside of the home working.
Yeah.
It's just, there's not going to be a one size fits all, but I just have, I feel lucky. And the other thing is that it took me till I was 30. Like yeah. I didn't like some women feel this way at 21. Some don't feel this way till 45, but it's like, I don't know, just finding that kind of natural next step, which has been good and weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm so glad that you're feeling that way. Yeah. Like you're on the right path and yeah. that you feel, that has to feel so good.
Well, I'm just copying you and every other woman around me.
No, we're obsessed.
This episode of The Bad Broadcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Do you want to run your own business or be your own boss or, I don't know, grow an existing business by putting it on the internet and building a website, but you have absolutely no idea where to begin on that? Same. That's why we have Squarespace. Somebody pointed me in the direction of Squarespace when I first started, and it made everything so much easier because I don't know if this shocks anybody. I'm not the most tech savvy. Okay. I'm not a coder. I don't know how to create a website. So I just kind of turned that all over to Squarespace. And they made it happen for me. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place with their new asset library. You're able to manage all of your files from one central hub, and then use them across the Squarespace platform. You can also easily sell custom merch. You can sell your products online. You can also host video content. So you can organize your video library and showcase your content on beautiful video pages and sell access to your videos with member areas. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And then when you're ready to launch, you can use my code at squarespace.com/bad to save 10% off of your first purchase of a website or domain. Once again, that is squarespace.com for a free trial. And then when you're ready to launch, you can go to squarespace.com/bad to save 10% off of your first purchase of a website or domain. This episode of The Bad Broadcast is sponsored by Way. You know how good you feel when your hair is just cooperating? That's, I guess, what the majority of the population would call a good hair day. You know, you just move through your day with more confidence because you're looking good, you're smelling good, you're feeling good. You can have salon quality hair every single day. Did you know that? Because the way exists. So you can have that. You can get on your way to good hair days in just 5 minutes with Way's new hair gloss. Not only does the hair gloss give you immediate shine straight from the shower, it also helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy to get your hair looking and feeling healthier. I don't need to tell you guys again, but I'm going to. I'm obsessed with Way. Every single thing. Like they'll come out with a new scent and I'll be like, this is the best thing I've ever smelled. They can't top this. And then they'll have another one come out and it tops the previous one. I'm obsessed. But let's get back to the new hair gloss. It's made with hyaluronic acid and rice water. And according to a consumer perception study, over 85% of participants agreed their hair looked shinier, healthier, and smoother. So of course the hair gloss is amazing, but they've also got their heavy hitters. They've got their leave-in conditioner, the detox shampoo, the hair oil, like I said, the fragrances. I buy these with my own dollars, you guys. I go to the store and I purchase them because I'm too obsessed with them. If I run out, I can't wait for another shipment. I have to have my Way. So give your hair a glow up with Way. Go to theouai.com. Use the promo code BAD and get 15% off of any product. That's theouai.com. Promo code BAD for 15% off of any product. Okay, so that was our love fest. That was our love, love, love. We had to get the love out of the way because I just truly adore you. So now let's roll right in to some negativity.
Let's
get some hatred going.
Let's be haters.
Let's be haters, because if I am anything...
I know, unfortunately, I'm a hater as
I'm
well.
I'm a hater first and a feminist second.
If I'm anything... I identify as hater.
I do. I really do. Like, and sometimes to the point of where I worry about myself.
That's okay.
But you know what? Luckily, I have pregnancy rage to blame it on.
Yeah,
I
liked, exactly. You know, blame it on that.
As though I have not been a hater my entire life. I'm like, this is because I'm pregnant. I'm sure I will blame postpartum when we're there.
Mine will be postpartum. Yeah. I'm 2 years out, but I think it's still
Now yours is that you have a toddler.
Yes,
so it's that's why you hate everything. Yeah,
it's my toddler.
And then it'll be because we have like first graders or second. Like that's why. Like there's always an excuse.
There's always a reason.
So I asked you to just think of some things that you're hating lately, because here's the thing: you can tell a lot about a person by the things that they love and the things that they like to do. You can say more about a person based on what they hate.
100%.
And I stand by that.
I'm going to start asking people, first conversation starter, what are you hating lately? Because that is the most true thing in the world.
No, it really is. And it connects you with people. I have found it easier, especially over the course of the podcast. I bond with people more over things we mutually hate.
Are we well? Is this, like what therapists listening, are they worried?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
They're worried. Therapists have actually told me they're worried about me in my DMs.
Shut the fuck up. Are you serious? What do they say? They hide. No. We looked at the DSM-5. You are checking all the boxes.
No, I haven't had anybody say that, but I have had people be like, this is no longer a positive space that I want to be in.
This is not a safe space.
I'm always
oh my gosh.
It wasn't safe when you got here, bitch.
It never was. We never made it a safe space.
This is danger. This is hatred. This is danger.
This is an evil, evil
But
place.
As I said, women are multifaceted.
We are.
We can do it all.
I feel okay. So when you asked me that,
yes,
truthfully did not reflect until just a minute ago.
That's okay. I can start do you have something?
I have one, but it's not that juicy. Well, like I feel like it's like, duh, everyone hates this.
No, tell me.
So I was just thinking about how yesterday I took Esty to see Santa and I posted on my story about people that post their baby literally traumatized on a strange ass creepy man's lap.
And not funny.
Oh my goodness. Silly little Joey. Hated that. I'm like, that is, I stand by that. I think that is evil. I think that is so mean.
I could not agree with you more.
Okay. Incredible. I already got some people pushing back and I was like, I'm sorry. This is one hill I'll die on.
No,
I actually think that's evil.
I hate that.
It makes you know me what so else
I
sick.
Hate? Let me piggyback right onto that. I hate pranks.
The prank thing. No.
To their kids.
Oh, no. And I am so sensitive about it. And I was telling Alex, I don't know if it's because I kind of grew up in a family of pranksters.
Oh.
And I'm a really sensitive person. Like, hate to be like, I'm an empath, but I am.
But if the shoe fits.
But if the shoe fits, I'm kind of an empath. And I was a very sensitive little girl. And I will watch these home videos of my family taunting me because I wouldn't go off the diving board instead of just being like, it's okay, baby. Just jump off the side.
Yeah.
That's great. We love that.
Did you grow up with brothers?
No, but a dad that was enough for like 12 brothers.
Do you have all sisters?
Just a sis.
Oh,
yeah.
Just one sister.
But she's total tomboy. Like, so she was doing flips off the diving board.
Older.
I was sitting by the edge. Like I can't go in the little baby end. I was so afraid of everything. So scared. I didn't like pranks. Like I was really, really super sensitive as a child.
Yeah.
And I can tell Esty is the same way. Esty is very sensitive and she's very in tune with, like, she knows all of her signs for the emotions.
Yeah.
And like, if she even hears a song with a little bit of a sad beat, she'll go like this in the backseat. Sad. Sad.
And you just want to protect her.
Oh, and so I know she feels everything so deep.
Yes.
So literally my parents had like some just Christmas decor in their house. I take one step in the house. I say, get rid of all the Grinches.
Yeah.
You're throwing them away.
Yeah.
That Santa over there, I can already tell she doesn't like it. It's out.
Yeah.
And they're like, why? Like, let her go see it. Let's just see how she reacts. I'm like, no.
Like, no, it's not funny.
Absolutely not. It's not funny.
No.
I don't ever want to see her feel nervous in my presence. Like, I am her safe space. I am the person that she should feel the most comforted by. I am never going to put her in a position where she is afraid. And then, like, not only because that is so unenjoyable for me to witness, but that is not the role of mother that I ever want to be. Is never, ever to make her feel unsafe or uneasy or especially to laugh at her expense.
Yes.
That feels so yucky to me.
And to put it on the internet.
That's when I'm like, I am openly so judging
Get
you.
out.
Like, I understand if, you know, the baby was happy and then the second, you know, he sits on the lap, he started crying and you quickly remove, like those things happen.
Yeah.
But like, oh no, forcibly being photo shoot, yeah. Like snap away.
Okay. Oh, this is old, a few months old, but the egg cracking.
Oh
thing,
no.
No, I was actually like physically ill. Like, no, I was like, disgusting. This is not funny. Like, not one part of me thinks that pranks or scaring your kid on purpose, mm-hmm. or I don't even think pranks to adults are funny.
No, I don't either. I get like, really sensitive.
No, at all.
I don't know. I do actually love to be evil to Alex.
Crap. Like what?
My empathy leaves the room when Alex like, enters because I think it's so funny.
Like, what do you do?
Oh, anything. Like, what's the last like evil thing I did to him? I love telling him things that like didn't happen just because I know it will stress him out.
I will say, yeah. I know that you have done this prank where you like text your mom and you're like, I left the pie in the oven.
Hey mom, sorry. I just wanted to leave you a little treat. It's just kind of baking. Like I love doing evil
And they're
things.
Like gone for a week and you're yeah. like, I just left the oven on.
Yeah. And I love, one time we called my mom and we were like, mom, we found out a way to like make the like county jail voice memo thing or voice recording.
Yeah.
And we called my mom, we played that. And then Alex was like, hey, Chris, like, I can't really call my parents, but like, they locked me up. I can't remember what he said, but my mom was so serious on the phone. What location are you at?
So mad?
No, so serious though. She was like, I'll get you out of there. Don't you panic.
She was on it.
Oh, she was on. She was Chris Jennering that situation. She was I am about to take control of this county jail.
Okay, so we know where your empath leaves. We know when it leaves the building.
It does leave with adults, but babies.
Babies will not. I startle so easily. Like literally we'll be sitting on the couch. If Gray goes like, hey, so like if he starts it with like a sharp noise, like I literally.
You're flying.
No, I go, ah!
Yeah.
Like not even. And I understand like. If I were watching from the outside, I'd be like, okay, pick me ass, bitch. Like, stop. But like, I startle so easily. So anything that like disrupts, but I grew up with so many brothers.
I was going to say, you know what it's like to be pranked.
Well, I just had so many, like, and it's so funny. Wait, is your sister older or younger than you?
She's younger.
Tell me if you feel this way, but like when I get with my siblings, I'm immediately 12. I'm sensitive like I'm 12 and they tease me like I'm 12. I cry like I'm 12. Like, Gray has not been to like a Murphy family game night yet. And I'm like really worried about it. Cause I'm like, just so you know, it's like a trademark. Like I cry.
Yeah.
Like I cry at game night. Like, because
every Christmas I'm somehow crying.
Yes. Yeah, it's wild. Every time. Like every time. I can't do like anything that feels like teasy. And Gray is he's the oldest. So he's an older brother. So he has older brother behavior sometimes.
Yeah.
And he'll do things or he'll like start teasing me. And I'm like, I need to heal some wound deep inside me. Because I'll always be like, that's such an older brother thing to say, or that's such an older brother thing to do. And like, I'm a little sister and I'm sensitive. And so you can't do that. So no, I'm so, so, so with you on just any, I mean.
Yeah, it's a hate. It's a hate.
It's such a deep hate. Okay, my thing that I've been hating. This is a singular comment. First of all, I hate a lot of internet behavior, which is hard when you exist on the internet and when your career is on the internet. Do you find this?
Yes. Yes.
Like so many comments, so many like weird thing, not even necessarily on my videos, just like, you know, it's like the bean soup TikTok where it's like, this girl makes a bean soup and all the comments are like, but what if I don't like beans? And it's like, okay, this isn't for you. Like just dumb internet behavior that really bothers me.
Yeah, no, those comments, but I love them. They keep me up at night and I read through all of them.
I saw this comment. Hold on, I got to go to it. I saw this comment. Somebody commented on a video of Kelly Clarkson. Okay.
Okay.
Are you familiar?
I'm familiar. Okay. Yes, yes.
Hopefully everybody listening is familiar.
It's familiar,
because
yes.
It was a video of Kelly Clarkson singing and the top comment says, people are sleeping on her. And I thought to myself, one of the most famous singers of our generation. I mean,
everyone knows. You say the name Kelly, I immediately finish it with Clarkson.
Clarkson.
There's no other. Yeah.
I mean, she's got a hit talk show. She's the first winner of American Idol. She's been famous. Like, she's been famous since we were, like, I remember singing.
Sleeping on this woman. This poor woman.
Literally.
This D-list celebrity.
Like, somebody signed this girl.
This girl should move to LA. What's this girl doing? That's actually, I'm obsessed with that.
And I'm not kidding. That happened probably 2 weeks ago. And I've been thinking about it.
I'm obsessed.
I've been
with
thinking,
that.
What world are you existing in? Where, like, we've been singing. I remember singing since you've been gone in sixth grade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, she's been around. I remember watching her on American Idol.
Yeah.
And after grade school. Yeah. At least she's been around.
And people love to be like, And I totally get it, because I probably do it to some extent where I'm like, I discovered this person. I'm like, yes. Pick somebody else other than Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, we gotta go. Gotta go back to the drawing board. Oh.
You gotta pick a new underground singer. Yeah,
new underground.
Not
legend.
Kelly Clarkson.
Oh my goodness.
There's a lot of weird, like, and TikTok is just, oh, it's just rife
with some of the craziest behavior. The comments. Okay, wait, question. Is your Reels tab like more unhinged than your TikTok?
I don't know how often I really venture into Reels.
I'm going to need you to tonight report back to me.
Is yours the super Republican one?
Oh, I'm on alt-right. I'm on alt-right Reels. I don't know what I did to have such an amazing Reels tab.
Oh,
it is a blessing. We can open it up.
I live.
Oh my, endless hours. TikTok has gotten really... They understand me too well, where it's now boring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, expected. I've done this. I've seen it. I go on real. This is shit I've never seen in my life. I don't know where these people are from. I'm fucking amazed. And it is the best entertainment. Reels has no idea who I am. And I'm so grateful.
TikTok has been punishing me. Has your feed been punishing you lately?
Because I feel so bored on it lately, which is shocking. Because even a few weeks ago... You couldn't catch me on Reels.
Okay.
But it's kind of, I'm a boomer.
It's gotten me. I feel like because I haven't been clicking eligible for commission links,
they're punishing me. Yeah. They're like, mm-hmm. You need to start paying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're like, so if you're not going to contribute.
If you're not going to go onto the little Wish website. Why does it look like Wish? If you're not going to go on there and start buying these $1 stickers.
Timu it up.
If you're not going to be a part of that.
No. And I get the worst.
They're giving you videos with 10 likes. They're like,
oh, 10. I would be thrilled with 10. I'm the first view.
Perfect. You're the first viewer. Yeah, they're punishing.
I'm convinced.
They know.
I told Claire this the other day. I was like, I literally think that I am their test subject. Like, should we put this on anybody else's? Like, I'm the first stop for people.
This girl seems sweet. Let's see how she responds and if she gives this engagement and
literally,
then we'll send it out.
Literally. Also, I just have to say, well, Claire, I mean, how much do we wish Claire lived here?
Oh,
I feel angry.
Every day. Alex, he goes, for your birthday, do you want me to send you to Arkansas? I go, I can't think of a worse thing than Claire imagine me just knocking on her door. Like, that's like, I was like, as much as I would love that, I know Claire enough to know that that would be truly her worst nightmare.
Yeah.
And so therefore, I wish she would just move here.
Okay, it's not funny. I tell people this all the time. Like, I thought that my window for meeting female friends was over. Like, by the time I was like 23, I was like, well, that's just, I've met all the women I'm going to meet.
No, these are my buddies.
These are them. This is everybody. And now, like, as I enter my 30s, I'm like, I'm still meeting women. I mean, I met Claire 5 months ago, like never in person, but like immediately I was like, oh, perfect.
Best friend.
Like,
best friend.
Like, and it's such a good feeling. So when people are like, how do I find my whatever? I'm always like, it could come late.
And I think becoming a mom like enters you in a new phase of life where you can meet new friends.
Totally.
And then think about when our kids go to school, we'll like meet those friends. Like, it's just so exciting. Like, I feel like there's so many chapters to meeting good friends.
I know. It's like somebody, well, I saw the other day that somebody was like, you haven't even tasted all the food you're going to love in your life. And you haven't met all the people you're going to love. I was like, that's the worst. And I agree.
It's the worst. And I love it. That actually makes me really sappy. I'm like, that's so true.
I know. Literally. That's fine. The older I get, the more I'm like, oh yeah, all that stuff
it's
was true.
Sweet.
I literally have said that. I said that on my episode with Haley. And I think I said it on my episode with Ash too, that I'm like, that Pinterest stuff, it's true.
It's actually right.
It's actually really true.
Yep. Oh, okay. Those Pinterest quotes.
So I asked you about Dum Dum Club. Did you have any come up for you?
Yes.
You did.
Yesterday.
You did.
Yeah. I was a Dum Dum yesterday.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I was
Dum
Dum.
It's not that bad, but it's shockingly Dum Dum.
Tell me.
So our power goes out randomly and I go, oh my gosh, Alex, we got to get the space heater for Esty's room. And he goes, how are you going to plug in the space heater? Everything you know about electricity left my brain. I was like, oh yeah. So her bottle, just put it in the microwave.
Yeah.
Power's out, but put it in the mic. He's like, Kai?
Can't.
There's a plug. There's still a plug for that one.
Yeah.
Everything. I did this all day long. I was like, oh, okay. So the power's out, but definitely plug in your iPhone.
Yeah.
And he was like, honey, do you know what electricity is? I didn't know at all.
Well, I'm happy to hear that you don't understand something basic. Cause I also, that's something that I would do.
Yeah.
And then this hit me this morning.
Okay.
Do you have any idea how dry cleaning works?
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Fancy washing machine?
This hit me like a ton of bricks that I have no, Kylie, it never gets wet.
No.
It's dry.
No.
Cleaning.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
I literally, please.
No. Show me a photo.
Oh,
wait, what?
I literally, first thing on my list, I literally Googled for the both of us because I was hoping you didn't know how it worked. This is what the internet says dry cleaning is. Okay. I don't buy it for a second, but here it is. Dry cleaners will insert your pieces dry into their dry cleaning machines.
Yeah. What?
Once inside the machines, your items are exposed to a dry cleaning solvent through a tumble action process. The dry cleaning solvent works by lifting stains and surface dirt away from the fabric.
No, that sounds like an easy bake oven where it's not actually real food that's being made. There's not real cleaning but going
it,
on in
did
there.
Did it not like, did it not occur to you? Like this is, and I'm asking this sincerely because it did not occur
100%.
To me, that they don't get wet.
The first thing I said was it's like a fancy washing machine.
Like a big one.
Like a big one. Yeah. And it has like really fancy chemicals. But for sure, it's getting wet.
No.
And then you dry.
It's dry.
That is cleaning. Fascinating.
Isn't that the, I'm sick over it, actually.
Yeah, no, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Okay, so I gathered a couple other, I actually haven't done a Dum Dum Club check-in. So this is for anyone who's new to the podcast. Dum Dum Club, obviously kind of what we just described. Moments where you were exceedingly dumb for your age. Because like some things that I learn, I'm like, that's sixth, seventh, eighth grade that I should have learned that.
Sure.
And I never did. So it's been this ongoing thing. So I thought I would read a few. These are some of the most wild. Like I check in on the Dum Dum Club submissions like every now and again just to see. These ones were serving idiot.
I'm so excited.
I was thrilled.
I'm scared though because I'm worried that I will relate to too many because I'm actually very dumb. Well, I don't know if you know this about me.
Well, you're not, well, we are.
President of Dum Dum Club.
I was going to say, no, you're not. But then I also am. So it's like,
it's worrisome.
The whole thing, honestly, why I started, I mean, the real like heartfelt reason for the Dum Dum Club is that I'm like, nobody's as smart as they're pretending to be.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And we
for
should
sure.
like be, this should be funny. This should be funny to be stupid.
We should just be able to laugh.
Yes. We should give it a little giggle because I always felt so stupid being wrong about things.
Yes.
And as I've gotten older.
It's still hard sometimes
for me. It's hard. Well, it's really hard. It's hard to be wrong. I mean, just in general, it's really hard. But the older I get, the more I'm like, everybody's faking this.
Yeah.
Everybody's pretending that they're smarter than they are.
Yeah. We're all a little dumb dumb.
Because like, I look at what you do, like, and like renovating your house and doing all these things. Just so you know, like those concepts of changing a light fixture, there's not a world in which I could accomplish that. And I'm not even joking. Like there's not a world in which—
Okay, I don't do it well.
Like painting a room? No,
it's fun.
No.
Just—
No, I literally, like I have looked at my, I've fallen asleep and looked at my closet door and thought, if I had to paint that, like it would be days on end of me like trying to figure out how to do it. So you are not as dumb. Okay, first up, these are your guys' submissions of the Dum Dum Club. She says, my boyfriend, who is a musician, just learned that he couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. Or sorry, learned what? He couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. Have you heard that saying before?
I haven't.
Or like, couldn't carry a tune if it had handles on it?
No, I've never heard
You've
that.
You've never heard that? Okay, no. So maybe this one doesn't hit as hard. But that it's like basically, you know, like he couldn't carry a tune if it had, you know, a handle.
Yes, yes.
He thought that it meant the person couldn't carry a tune if they had a bucket on their head and the sound surrounded them. Does that make sense?
Oh, so he's envisioning the... Like I'm picturing this little children's book of like a bucket and the music is like coming out. And he thought that.
That's what that meant.
Love.
I love how people get to their answer.
Yes. I love how people envision things like that in their head so differently. Love how we got to there.
Okay. How about this? I'm from Arizona and I've always loved the Christmas song, White Christmas. However, I recently learned that it was called that. I thought the lyrics said, I'm dreaming of a wife Christmas. Like the guy is singing to Christmas.
I'm dreaming.
Of a wife, Christmas.
Him with his wife. Obsessed. Like asking, changed the lyrics, honestly. Yeah.
She said, I'm from
Aren't
Arizona.
We all...
I never knew what a white Christmas was because I was from Arizona.
Wife Christmas.
And I was like, okay. This one actually had me gasping out loud. When I was younger, my friend told me that horses get pregnant just by looking at each other. So I grew up around a lot of horses and it really freaked me out. So I thought when I would look at a horse, more specifically its penis, I would stress that I was gonna get pregnant.
For sure.
Can you imagine being...
No.
Think of...
No.
First of all, if looking at a penis gets you pregnant, I would never be pregnant because I would love to
Absolutely.
Not... I'm not trying to make eye contact.
Absolutely not.
I just... I pretend...
Absolutely not. It's a mystery why we're straight. It's truly a mystery. That is the most sweet, like... But also just makes me like, this is making me feel like we got to have better sex education.
I know, we really do.
The reason I said Mormon is because Haley, I'm obsessed with asking Haley all of her theories, Haley Rawl, on how she thought she could get pregnant.
Oh yeah, I had many.
Because you know, Haley is the smartest woman alive.
Yeah.
Oh, she thought she could get pregnant looking at a boy. She probably thought the same thing.
Oh, I thought I could get pregnant in a hot tub with a boy. No, I thought I could get pregnant. I mean,
unfortunately, I was a slut, so I knew exactly. And hearing this stuff is shocking.
What do you think, like with parenting a daughter? Because it's like you want them to feel confident and safe and, you know, able to talk about all of those things, but also you want them to be smart and, you know, not get in dangerous situations. It's like, I want my daughter to be very sex positive,
yeah,
but I don't want her to cross boundaries with people or with herself or feel pressure, you know, all those things. It's like when you're raised Mormon, I mean, it's very black. I mean, the rules are there.
Yeah.
The rules are set. And I get why people want to raise their kids in that system because the rules explain themselves.
Yeah. There's a reason you didn't get pregnant at 18.
Yeah. So now it's like, oh, I'm venturing into this world of parenting without Mormonism. And I'm like, how do I teach my kids about sex?
Yeah. I think honestly, it's the same thing. That's like the root of all of those parent mysteries. It's having a safe relationship with your child, being able to talk to them about anything. I went and told my mom when I was first having sex at 14, 15.
Yeah.
And she was like, you're getting on birth control. Like, that's not something I want.
What was the mood with your mom? Was she like,
I explained this on Haley's podcast, actually. I mean, it's not like she was like, oh, I'm so happy you're having sex. That is a wonderful decision. So thrilled. Here is a dildo. Like, she was not that. Like, it was like, I wish that you would wait until you are an adult. I wish you would even wait till marriage. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
But I also know that that's now a decision you've made. It is my job now as a mom to make sure you are safe.
Yeah.
You're not going to get STDs. You're not going to get pregnant. You're not going, like, those are the things now that are in my control. And so she didn't say that, but that's like the vibe of the conversation.
Yeah. That's really great.
It was very healthy. And I feel like that's what I want to do with STDs. I want to be able to, I mean, it starts like, this is like, sounds like so much pressure and craziness, but I really think it starts with just the relationship you build with your child.
Yeah.
Like where they can come to you and be like, hey mom, like, I think I might have sex soon. What is that?
That it's not a scary topic.
Yeah. And
that
we can discuss that. And I can be like, you know what? That is a really serious thing. This is what I wish I would have done.
Yeah.
But if that's something you want to do, these are the things that you need to do to make sure you're safe, because it's so important that you have a good experience and that you're safe.
Yeah.
Those are the only things at the end of the day I care about with Esty.
Yeah.
That her first experience is happy and exciting and consensual and amazing,
mm-hmm.
and that she's safe.
Yeah.
Like, those two things are truly at the end of the day, all I care about. I don't really care if she has sex at 15.
Yeah.
But if those two things aren't met, I would care a lot. I would feel horrible. So I just want to make sure those are met.
Well, I'm just glad that all of my friends' girls are like a couple years older than mine, because I'll probably call you. Like, I'll be like, hey, what did you do?
and who knows? Like, I say this now and then that conversation might come and it feels so scary or things might change. But that's like what I feel right now.
Totally. Yeah. My sex education, I mean, was zero. I mean, was literally zero. I mean, hot tubs. I mean, fully clothed. I thought I could get pregnant.
My parents were like so opposite. In fact, I'm just now getting this memory resurfacing.
Yes.
My parents had this book. If anyone is listening and had this book, please remind me the name of it. I think it was called Hello Mommy.
Ooh.
It was about a book about parents having sex. They would read this to me when I was like 2 years old.
Oh.
I got to find a picture.
Yeah, go find it.
Literally little figurines having sex. It would be like mommy and daddy.
You know what? I actually
rub each other on a bouncing ball. And it's like, that's how babies made. They were so straight up with me. They were like, you don't pray about it. Like, mommy and daddy do this.
Yeah. Well, I've said this before. Like, I've talked to Gray about this, about like religion and like, you know, what do we teach our kids? Because they're going to have Mormon family members and friends and all this stuff. And like, what are we going to teach them? And I'm like, there's a kid's book for it. You know, like there will be a children's book for it somewhere about all of these topics. And if it doesn't exist, then we will write it, because I'm really counting on a lot of children's books to teach my kids a lot of things. Okay. While you look for that one.
Yes.
I'm going to read another one.
Okay. I'm excited.
I will never live this one down. My freshman year, Fortnite was really popular. So when my teenage guy friends made jokes about foreskin, I thought it was the type of Fortnite skin, like the clothes that your character wears. I would try to be cool, and I kept asking each individual guy what foreskin he had.
Oh, that is the best. I would have made that same mistake.
I probably didn't know what foreskin was till I was 22.
No. Actually, you know what? It's kind of a tricky one.
Because like, that's not really part of the sex talk.
No. Oh my God. Imagine. So then you're going to see the foreskin.
Okay, wait. Did you find the children's book?
No. And I'm searching absolutely insane things.
Yeah. You're on a watch list for sure.
For sure. Hello, mommy. Baby pops out book sex. Oh my gosh. No.
Your NSA agent is like, something's going on.
This is.
Okay. Until after he graduated high school, my husband thought that the sun turned into the moon.
Aww.
Until after high school.
That's a long time.
That's a little old.
That's a little old. Even Esty knows. So,
so take that. Literally. Sweet.
I feel like I can't have any room to judge though, because like you could ask me any question, like, about any science question, wouldn't know.
Well, I don't believe in space, first of all.
Do you not?
No, I believe in it. Like, kind of.
Maddie?
I got an email. I said this on the podcast like 2 years ago and I got
it. You don't believe in space? Like, what does that mean? Like,
listen,
what?
Listen.
Give me a deep dive on that while I'm trying to find.
Okay, listen. Yeah. I believe in space. Okay. I believe in verified science, all of that. I just think we can't really know. When people say, oh, the closest star is 3 billion light years away.
Yeah. What is that measurement?
Think, yeah.
How many inches?
I just think, what do you mean? Yeah. That's a total guess. Yes. We don't actually know.
Yes.
Or like, oh, our closest solar system, you know, it would take us 830 million years to travel there. And I just think, then how do we know that it's there? It's 830 million light years away. And you're going to tell me that we know for a fact what it looks like?
Yeah.
So that's what
there's a lot of science things like that where I'm like, where did you get that?
Yeah.
Where,
so that's what I mean.
Do you think people went to the moon?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I do too. But I mean, it's kind of the same way that you just answer that as like,
yeah. I just like, I feel like when people get caught up in conspiracy theories, sometimes I want to be like, is it going to change the course of my life? Whether I believe, like if we went to the moon or not, like why would I
need to start asking myself that before I get in like a deep, deep thing in TikTok where I'm like, yeah, actually that sounds right.
Yeah.
Like okay, here's some of the images.
Okay. Oh, here are some ways.
Here are some ways. They're
so this
writing
is a Kama Sutra.
Yeah. So this is doggy style. This is, yeah. So they were showing all the ways
that moms
are on a bouncy ball.
You found space hopper. I would love to give the space hopper a try.
Yeah. So that's the space hopper position. So I read this when I was 2. My mom read this to me before Bryn came, my little sister.
Uh-huh. Bryn would arrive. No wonder you were such a dirty little slut.
I was a dirty slut because it was ingrained in me.
You saw that space hopper and you were
look at this. It says penis goes in here.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, that's really helpful.
It's really helpful.
Except I don't like that the caption says mommy laid an egg.
Yeah, no. It's like, that's like the joke of it all. It's like mommy doesn't lay an egg. And then it's like mom, because you know, some people will like say like the stork brings it or like mommy lays it. And it's like, no, actually mommy will give birth. And then it like shows a birth and it's like, hello, mommy. And the baby is like coming out of the vagina and like.
I mean, I don't think it's a bad idea to teach kids.
I don't
normal
remember
language
it.
Around it.
I don't remember it at all. Except that like later in life, I like grabbed this book and I was like, what the hell is this? And my mom was like, oh, that's the book we read you when you were going to get a little sister. And I was like, a diagram of a penis entering a vagina?
Like, you wonder why I came to you like, at 14.
Yeah. She was like, yeah, we wanted you to know.
Were either of your parents religious?
Yes. And they're still kind of interesting in like figuring out their own journey. But my dad grew up super, super Catholic.
Interesting.
His whole family, very Catholic. And then my mom grew up.
Did
Lutheran.
You do like the dinner of the seven fishes?
No. Dinner of seven fishes.
I don't know. I just saw it on The Bear. Have you watched The Bear yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's just like this big cat. I think it's a Catholic thing. Yeah. Big Catholic, like Christmas dinner. And there's like seven fishes or
we
something.
We didn't do that one, but his family might've.
Not Catholic enough.
Not
for me.
Catholic enough. Not Catholic enough. There are levels to Catholicism and we never reached it.
There really are though. Okay. I'm going to read this next one. I thought that the word Ponzi scheme just meant silly.
Ponzi, silly girl. Yes, so I love that.
If somebody was doing a Ponzi scheme, I just thought that they were just being silly.
Silly.
Not embezzling.
I'm like, isn't that right? That sounds right, actually.
It's pretty silly. I mean, it is if you silly. Learn about it, it's a little bit silly.
It's a little silly goofy.
This one goes into the same thing. I thought MLM stood for money laundering machine. I was like,
again,
what?
Where are they wrong?
Where are they wrong?
Where are they wrong? And did you do an MLM ever?
I did not.
Oh.
Did you?
You were above it. Of course I did.
What did you do? Wrote Dan and Fields?
No, that would have been better.
What'd
I
you
did
do?
Some toothpaste. I don't remember. All I know is I sold some and I made like $200. That was what would equate today in 2000. And I did that
at least
a few days. And I remember being like, I'm actually the richest girl in the world now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then I sold my soul and I did it for like 6 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. I really was in.
I don't know how to feel about you now.
I know, but you know what?
I spent like 20 minutes complimenting you and now...
The influencer is the modern day MLM. So
honestly, it's so true. It really is.
It was the stepping stone to get me where I am.
Okay, this one. I've never been one to pay attention to politics, but of course in 2020, it was in everyone's faces, so I couldn't avoid it. I kept seeing Trump being called POTUS, and I had no idea what that meant. I thought it was a mean nickname that we all made up for him. Like, he's such a POTUS. And it didn't occur to me until last week that it stood for President of the United States.
Guess what? Same.
Till right now?
Not till right now.
Oh, okay.
But I thought that that was just like a weird, like, I thought it was a Trump thing. I was like, oh, like POTUS, like something with Trump. So same.
Yeah.
Same. And then I realized when I was like, why are they calling Biden POTUS too?
They're like, where did that nickname just like.
Yeah. And then I saw his Instagram handle once and I was like, oh my God, he's like fully branding himself. It's like POTUS. Like that is his. That. And then I was like, oh, so that actually means something. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I just, me and politics will never be.
Anything with politics. I mean.
Anything politics is immediately a no.
Okay. These ones are my favorite because I love when people submit them and they are wrong. It's my favorite thing.
Oh my gosh. I'm really nervous.
I was at the grocery store and I went over to the deli counter to get some stuff for sandwiches. I looked up and saw the word delicatessen and it all hit me. Deli meat is short for delicate meat.
Oh.
But it's.
Is it though?
No.
Sounds right to me.
No.
So what is it short for?
Delicatessen.
Oh, that word, which, that word is a word I would never be able to say.
Yeah. So I looked it up. Apparently delicatessen and maybe, okay.
Delicatessen.
Like, this has happened before where I get corrected. So I'm totally willing to be wrong, but in my research, delicatessen is like the German word for like delicacy.
So I'm grateful that you did research because if this was my podcast, I would have read that one and been like, oh, isn't that crazy? You didn't know that before now.
I've done that before.
I would have fully believed that.
Yeah. So she, and then she said, I went to my mom and I said, did you know that deli meat is short for delicate meat? And she claimed that she knew that. I don't think she did. So in case anyone else didn't know, delicate meat.
So not only did she, but then she went and she told her mom and helped her mom.
But delicate meat doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Yeah. So I looked up what delicatessen meant and it just, it's like delicacy. It's like where you would go in the grocery store for like meats and cheeses and things.
Yes. For like fine dining.
Yes. So then it became deli meat.
Yes. For like this fine dining experience.
Honestly, okay. And as I'm saying this, I'm like, maybe it's not totally wrong because delicate, you know, whatever.
Like it's a delicacy.
Yes. But delicate.
Versus the other word, delicante, whatever.
Delicatessen.
Dilettante. So would never be able to say that. So delicate is better.
So I think that it's wrong. But
yes.
Again, correct me if you must.
Yeah.
Okay. This is about my dear sweet husband. He had won jazz tickets from his work and he was really excited to see them play. They told him to pick his tickets up at Will Call. I can't tell this story without cackling. He shows up alone, walks around and looking up and down the building. He walks up to a security guard and he says, where do I find William Call? He thought that Will Call was a person. Can you imagine the security guard's face when he goes, did you mean Will Call?
Oh.
And then he points him in the direction.
Absolutely amazing.
I love that one. I also love this one. My friend thought that cankles was short for Canadian ankles. He thought that it was a thing that only Canadians have, that they have all have fat ankles.
Just all of them.
My cankles are coming in.
Justin Bieber walking around with this chubby little ankle. Oh my goodness.
Oh, okay. Then this one. Well, no, two more. Okay. The first one, ever since my husband and I got married and I began researching apartments and places for us to live, I always thought when it said washer and dryer hookups, it meant the landlord had like hookups.
Oh
like,
my gosh. Amazing. You get hooked up with a washer and dryer.
I know a street dealer of the washer and dryer.
We got you hooked up. Obsessed.
And then this one, I thought that's the gist of it was that's the jizz of it.
The amount
of times I have said and emailed this is humiliating.
Not an email. Oh, no, that's that's just the jizz of it.
You know, that's just the jizz.
I like that better.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
And honestly, what's gist? Like the, what is gist short for?
I don't know. Should we ask Siri?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was nervous as I asked that. As if it would be like the most obvious.
Hey, Siri, define gist. Are you going to say it or no? She's not going to say it.
She says it's my day off.
She says, I didn't consent to being on the podcast.
She's like, gist, where's my waiver?
Definition. Yeah. The substance or essence.
Okay. Substance. Jizz. Substance. Same thing.
Essence of life.
Essence of life.
Don't you hate that? That men like.
I know.
I can't even talk about it.
It's funny. When you brought this up earlier, becoming a mom and getting pregnant, just making you fall in love with women even more.
Yes.
It's so real.
Yeah.
It's so real.
Oh,
my love for women now is like beyond. Women can actually do no wrong in my eyes.
Ever. And I actually like feel like I'm kind of in on this little secret.
Yeah.
You know, like
little
it's secret like, of pregnancy where I'm like, we did that.
We did that
together. We're the only ones who know about it.
Only us can bond on that. It's so magic though. It makes you. Yeah. And I feel again, like, that's no shame to anyone that doesn't choose. I feel so weird talking about that because like, I don't want it to come across as like, it's the only way or the only path.
Well, I feel that way about women in general anyway, even women who don't have kids. Like I do feel closer to women just over like any type of woman.
Yeah.
Like for sure. The pregnancy stuff has like maybe propelled me there. But when I see just women that I know that have no kids that are, you know, choosing to be child-free forever or whatever, I'm like,
yep.
No, I just love you even more now. Something about creating one makes me feel like I have to.
Yeah, it like makes you love
all of them. Yeah. Well, Kylie.
Yes.
Where can everybody find you? Where can anybody find you and fall in love with you? I'm going to say your address.
I go, so it's,
if you want to see the magic, literally I walked into you in Alex's bedroom and I was like, this is like,
magic.
I like want to rent this for like my postpartum weeks because it's so cozy.
That's nice. I would gladly be your nurse.
Okay, perfect.
Come over.
Going to be my night doula?
Yeah. Yeah. And Esty could help. She's really good with babies.
Perfect. Okay.
Ask her later. Say, can I see your babies? She'll bring it over. She feeds it. She burps it.
It's not funny. I feel like all little girls naturally do that.
Yeah. She loves her babies.
Yeah.
We tried giving her like some boy toys and she was like, get this out of my face.
She's like, get that truck.
Give me
here.
The dress and give me the baby.
Yeah.
She does love cars though. And she does love mailmen.
Good.
So she's diverse.
Keeping her balanced.
She's balanced. She's a balanced queen.
Okay. Tell everybody where they can find you.
On Instagram and TikTok. It's Kylie Katich. Just my name.
K-A-T-I-C-H.
Yeah.
Do people mispronounce it a lot?
Yeah, people say Katish a lot, which makes sense. I feel like it looks that way.
I think I originally would say Katich.
Yeah, which would also make sense.
Where's its origins from?
Serbia.
Mm, what's your maiden name?
Petron.
Mm, where's that from?
Poland.
Mm, cool.
It's very fun. Wait, what is Murphy is?
Irish.
Irish?
Yeah. Like everything has, like if you, like when I went to Ireland, like everything is Murphy or like O'Murphy or.
Oh, yes.
And I have a brother, McKay. So it's like a Mick. Mick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone's always like, oh, that's so Irish. And I love my last name. And I always thought that I would hold on to, I mean, throughout my whole marriage, I didn't change my name when I got married, like didn't even attempt, didn't care. But now I'm like, just kind of like a hoe for traditional. And so I'm like, give me your last name.
You're
and
a trad like, wife.
I am a hashtag trad wife.
What? You need to see my reels later because trad wives.
Oh
yeah. They're hot on my reels.
I live for a trad wife.
I love the trad wives.
And
me too.
I love when I do me trad too. Wife behavior and I mm-hmm. make Greg say I'm a trad wife.
Mm-hmm.
It is my favorite
thing
ever.
What would be an example of trad wife behavior? And then I promise we can wrap.
I have all day.
I'm like, tell me something I'm trad cozy. You've been doing.
Something trad. I mean, every time I cook dinner and like have
of
dinner
course.
Ready for
yeah.
him.
Yeah,
I like
being a trad.
Yeah. Or like I have dinner or like every time I like go to the fridge and get a beer for him and like take it to him while he's on the couch. I'm always like trad wife.
Very trad
every
wife.
Time if
you.
I wear an apron.
Oh my God. Yeah. No. There's nothing more.
Yeah. Trad. If I do anything like that.
Anything in an apron.
Yes.
Is trad wife.
Anything in an apron.
Yeah.
So that's, I make him say that.
That's incredible.
So on that note, thank you for coming on. Thank you for being an icon. Thank you for being a, what was the word I used earlier? Trailblazer.
You're the
trailblazer
best.
For women. Seriously. I seriously just adore you. Yeah. Go follow Kylie. See her. What's your next project?
It's a secret, but it's in January.
Well, this is going to come out at the end of January.
Ah, okay. So my next project is going to be the hallway.
Okay.
Right here. And I'm going to be doing for the first time ever, like real carpentry. Like I'm going to build a bench seat. So I have to go buy like a saw and shit. And I don't know. Like 2x4s. I was watching YouTube videos all day trying to study it.
Well, you know,
I'm like drawing. I have to show you later.
You know, I want to eat a 2x4, right?
Oh, have you been craving it?
Yeah.
Oh, you told me this, the smell of Home Depot.
Yeah, I love it.
Come over
so
when
next
I'm cooking.
Next time you head to Home Depot, please
come over when
allow
I'm cooking.
Me.
I'll be that sawdust all in your.
I'll trad.
All in
I'll be your trad wife.
You'll be my trad.
While you do construction.
Bring me a sandwich, babe. It will be amazing. And it's going to be really fun. I'm going to do like molding and stuff. So we'll see.
Oh my gosh. It'll be so great. And if you want me to cut this, I will. So I won't.
Oh no, if it's coming out end of January, this will be fun.
We'll be good. Okay.
Yeah, it'll be so fun.
Okay. Well, I love you so much. Please come back.
You're the best.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. Remember, you can catch a new episode of The Bad Broadcast every Monday. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss anything. Also, I want to hear from you, so please leave a rating and review. You can also follow me on Instagram at The Bad Broadcast for all the behind-the-scenes action and more information. Talk to you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.